Municipal and district assemblies have been directed to refrain from passing resolutions on procurement of goods and services and bills for the district assembly common fund to effect payment. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, which gave the directive, also instructed that not more than 20% of the fund be used for recurrent expenditure. The move, according to the ministry, is to ensure that much of the fund is available for infrastructural development. Upper West Regional Minister Dr. Ephraim Avianso stated this during the 2013 maiden meeting of the Regional Coordinating Council in Wa. Correspondent Swal Abdul Wahab reports.
This is the first meeting of the council this year, and for Dr. Avianso as the regional minister since assuming office in the past 3 months, the minister's 5-page address touched on pertinent issues such as security, revenue mobilization, lateness to work, illegal mining, shadow work, development plan for the region, and encroachment on government lands, among others. He said municipal and district assemblies constitute the driving force behind the decentralization system. The minister expressed unhappiness about the unsatisfactory performance of some assemblies in revenue mobilization and asked them to be innovative in that direction.
Mobilization of internal generated funds at the district level remains abysmally low, despite the fact that there are several avenues that can be explored to raise the necessary revenue to help in our developmental agenda. I have therefore directed municipal and district chief executive, coordinating directors and other stakeholders to be more innovative and to step up revenue collections and stop the over-reliance on the district assembly's common fund.
The regional minister also raised concerns about the alarming rate of illegal mining activities in the region.
Swala Abdul Wahab reporting.